I'm Gene Randall. Three packages of explosives are being investigated in London this hour. Counter-terror police are on the scene at Heathrow Airport, London City Airport, and Waterloo Station, and are treating the packages as a linked series. Described as small improvised explosive devices, according to the police, they are capable of igniting small fires when they are opened. That is what happened when the Heathrow Office Center mail container with a yellow jiffy bag inside was opened. That was the first device. Two more were found during the next few hours. Part of Waterloo Station was cordoned off. There have been no injuries reported. The police say they're keeping an open mind on motives. In a tweet, London Mayor Sadiq Khan thanked police and other security and transport personnel for keeping the city safe. After 4 months in Japanese custody, former Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn may soon be free on bond. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
French lawyer for former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn says a Japanese court has cleared the way to free him on bail, rejecting an appeal by prosecutors. The decision confirms the bail at $8.9 million. The lawyer has cautioned, though, that the prosecutors could nonetheless attempt to file new charges against the auto executive. The former head of the Renault-Nissan-Mitsubishi Motors Alliance has been detained since he was arrested on November 19. He says he is innocent of charges of falsifying financial information and of breach of trust. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There was a general strike today in Sudan's major cities, excluding critical fields like pharmacies and hospitals. The Sudanese Trade Union Association, which called for the action, said the strike was a step in the direction of an across-the-board civil disobedience campaign to paralyze the government, the aim being to force embattled President Omar al-Bashir to step down from power. This is VOA News. President Trump is reacting to a sweeping new congressional investigation that he and many in his business and political orbits are facing, a probe orchestrated by Democrats who now control the U.S. House. AP correspondent Rita Foley has the latest.
President Trump calls it a big, fat fishing expedition in search of a crime, when in fact, he says, the real crime is what the Dems are doing. The president's tweet storm comes as the House Judiciary Committee's request for documents lands on the desks of 81 people and organizations in President Trump's orbit. Is this the beginning of an impeachment process? Democrat Jamie Raskin of Maryland is on the committee.
Impeachment is the end of a process, not the beginning of a process. And none of us is beginning with the idea that this is about impeaching the president.
Rita Foley, Washington.
China's Premier Li Keqiang says the world's second largest economy has a tough struggle ahead this year. He was speaking to the National People's Congress. As China grapples with a slowing economy and the ongoing trade dispute with the United States, it is facing unprecedented challenges and risks. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
Li Keqiang told delegates about plans to cut taxes to boost the economy and focus on innovation. He also set Beijing's growth target for this year between 6 to 6.5%. The tone of Li's speech was sober, and he mentioned the phrase stabilize or stability more than 70 times. He talked about the need to stabilize the stock market, financial sector, unemployment, expectations, foreign and domestic investment, and of course, trade frictions with the United States.
That was VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. There will be a double Nobel Prize for Literature this year. It is an unusual decision for an unusual time in Nobel history. Charles Ledesma of AP explains.
The foundation behind the Nobel Prize in Literature says the winners of the 2019 and delayed 2018 editions of the prestigious award will be announced in October by the Swedish Academy, saying that the scandal-rocked body has revamped itself and restored trust. The group has warned that another organization could be picked to award the prize if the Academy did not improve its tarnished image. The coveted literature award was cancelled last year after a mass exodus at the exclusive Swedish Academy following sex abuse allegations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration says it will revoke the U.S. preferential trade status for India, opening a new front in President Trump's economic war on nations he accuses of unfair trade practices. The decision will take effect in 60 days. India's Commerce Secretary told reporters that New Delhi, at this point, will not impose tariffs of his own in response. Gene Randall, VOA News. VOA.